with the namesake tribute act Blackie and the Rodeo Kings and their 1996 release High or Hurtin'. If you enjoyed hearing some songs from Willie P. Bennett, there are more to find, covers from a range of other artists that you can take a look on YouTube. Manitoba's Kara Luft has a great version of Sunset Pendulum, some great songs by Don Walsh, who played in Fred Eagle Smith's band The Flying Squirrels alongside Willie P., and on and on. There's Stan Rogers playing a version of Blackie and the Rodeo King. My goodness. Thanks for listening. Don't touch that button. Steven's here with Ripped Hat Blues Show. And I'll leave you with Blue Rodeo doing Willie's Diamond Joe.
Once I was a rich man, the gambler was my game. Till I saw her cool beauty, and inside her danced my flame. She washed his mind.
We couldn't have done it without you. Pledgerama 2026 has wrapped up, and once again, you showed up for UMFM in a big way. What you gave this week goes straight back into the station, into new ideas, important upgrades, and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
UMFM 101.5. Broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
Seventh String releases their album, An Ocean Laced with Glass, alongside Paradise on Fire, releasing their second album, The World Outside.
They will be joined alongside Sleepless and Indigo to create the ultimate rock night.
If you're interested in tickets, because obviously, why wouldn't you be? They're on sale right now, $15 a pop. You can buy them online at the Park Theater's website or in person. Contact any one of the bands or someone in the bands. Buy your tickets, show up. Have a great night. Buy some merch. Please remember to bring pants. It's a great sign. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a good time.
Tier 2 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Celebrate incredible homegrown talent July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park. Prairie storytelling, heartfelt songwriting, and powerful global sounds. Featuring Amos the Kid, The Secret Beach, and Kelly Botto. Plus dozens more local and international artists all weekend long. Tickets available now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Don't miss it. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard. July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
I've been influenced and helped by so many great blues musicians, guitar players in particular, but there's one man that's very special to me. He's no longer with us, and I'd like to dedicate this next tune to him. This is for Freddie King.
My baby told me we could make it somehow. There ain't no time like they did right now. I'm taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business right now. Put $5 in my hand. If you can't stand it, you'll understand. I don't want to duck when my bills come due. If I can't get by, two will do. Business. Taking care of business, taking care of business right now. I'm taking care of business, taking care of business. It ain't nobody's business, just what I do. I'm taking care of business, I'm taking my business to you. Come on, boogie woogie with it. Take it.
welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ripped Out Blues Show here on CJUMFM 101.5. How are you folks doing today on this very windy, slightly rainy, but pollen-filled day? My allergies are going off like a atom bomb right now. My eyes are all dried and itchy, and my nose is going, so I don't know. I really hate seasonal allergies, man. What can I say? But we're here with some awesome tunes, and that there was from the amazingly awesome Petter Blues Live at Montreux that I picked up a while back, signed as well with members of the band, which is pretty cool. And then after that, we've got David Gogo here coming up in just a little bit. But we also got some cool tunes coming up here as well. We got Deep Purple, Vargas Blues Band. We got a little C. Ray and Blues Creation, because I found a other album that they made back in 1969 that I actually haven't heard yet. I was listening to a little bit of the first track, and all I can say is, it's got a weird intro, but man, oh man, it's awesome music nonetheless. So folks, of course, if you like what you're listening to, the music tier playlist, buy the music, whether it be CD, LP, or digital. And more importantly, if any of the bands that you see, like say David Gogo and all these other guys, are out there playing, then hey, go buy yourself a ticket and go put that butt in the seat and, as I've been saying, that wardrobe, yeah, spring cleaning is around this time. We're moving into summer, so you might as well get that spring cleaning done. But that wardrobe of yours, it's asking for that extra graphic tee. You know you need it. Get that band t-shirt. But with that said, we have just come out of our Pledgerama. And honestly, folks, when we were here, we were at 13,000, I think it was. 13,000 when we did the show on Sunday last week. And on Friday, the last day that we were doing our week of Pledgerama shows, our specials, I remember waking up and we were $700 away from that milestone. And then by Friday 11:30, we had passed it. And now, with your amazing help and all you amazing people who've pledged, we had currently at this moment $41,619.20, which, and our goal was $34,000, which is crazy. We crushed it this year, and we crushed it with your amazing support. So thank you. I can't wait to see what we do. I know we got a lot of stuff planned with doing some news stuff, if I remember correctly, and you know, getting some awesome gear for the station for us to do that. And you know what? Thank you for your support in us doing that. So with that said, and happy vibes, even with it being a little gloomy and my allergies just popping off here, we're going to move on to the next one. That being David Gogo from, so I reach over for the album, from the album Silver Cup, which I remember picking this one up when there was a sale at Sunrise a long time ago. So with that said, grab yourself a drink, whatever it may be. I got some coffee, and I don't think I should trust this cream. But grab yourself a coffee, whatever it may be, or drink whatever it may be, hot, cold, on the rocks. I got myself some coffee. Maybe you want to grab yourself some water, but who knows? I hope the weather this week clears a little bit and the pollen isn't as bad. But with that said, here is some more awesome music for your ears to enjoy. Let's get this on. And she spins away.
Every 6 weeks, baby, that's just fine. Well, I don't need you to be true. Well, it works for me if it works for you. If you need to find me, you know where to look. You can stop on by and borrow a book. We can sit on the deck and drink up the sun. Then we'll go upstairs and have some fun.
works for me if it works for you. Questions, I won't tell you no lies. I don't want much, but I know what I need. And we always have a good time, guaranteed. No one knows, just us two. Well, it works for me if it works for you.
Unfortunately, we have that good old thing of vinyl liking the skip. And for some reason, I've rarely played that David Gogo record, and I don't know why it did a skip. It's quite funny. When we were here on Sunday last week, my Rush record skipped in the exact same way. So I don't know if it's the needle. It's weird. That's weird. But yet again, we still got some awesome tunes, and that was there from David Gogo's Silver Cup. And now we had there the amazing Overkill from Iso Blues Coalition from, I believe, their first album when it came out years ago, Complicated Man, which, honestly, one of my favorite blues records I picked up during my time here. But nonetheless, we still got some awesome tunes here left to go, including one of my favorites, Deep Purple. Now, Deep Purple, what can I say? Absolutely classics. We know them for, you know, Smoke on the Water, amazing other tracks. But this one here is one that I remember running into years ago when I was, it was last year, when I was having a bit of a deep dive. Get it? Deep dive, Deep Purple. I thought it was funny. when I was looking more into their blues history and find out their first album that they had done was in fact a blues album. And this one here is Junkyard Blues from Rapture of the Deep. And we're going to play this one here for you folks. So sit back, relax, and here's a little bit of that good old Deep Purple. Have a All right. So I was just scrolling my phone there, and it looks like Michael, the Michael Jackson film, has surpassed $400 million worldwide. Now, I'm just saying, after the success of Sinners, the amazing blues and vampire film that came out not too long ago, which is such a good movie if you've not seen it yet. Love the fact that they had Buddy Guy there play a role at the end, which I think is awesome. And just overall an amazing soundtrack. When are we going to get a movie like Michael and Bohemian Rhapsody and stuff like that, but on a blues artist? Like, you have B.B. King, you have Albert King, Freddie King, you got Buddy Guy. There's so many big-name blues artists out there that you could do a biopic of. Heck, even Stevie Ray Vaughan, which we're going to play here in a little bit. Or, if we want to be even cooler, Robert Johnson. I'm just saying, after the success of Sinners, a biopic in like the style of Bohemian Rhapsody and Michael and stuff like that would go well, I think. I don't know about you guys. I would love to see a film like that. Maybe I'm just a bluesaholic and, you know, wanting something more for me and my next dose of the blues in some way with that. But honestly, though, I feel like we need a biopic on a blues artist. Because I feel like it's almost criminal not to do one. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's something we'll see not too far from now. Maybe it's already being done, but I'm just saying. Overall, I still need to go see Michael. But with that, I don't know. Maybe you folks can agree with that one, because I'm looking forward to seeing Michael. Apparently, they did a really good job at doing the Thriller scene. I've tried to stay away from spoilers in terms of, you know, cool things that get mentioned. But overall, if you haven't seen it, go see it. It's an amazing movie from what I hear. No bias because I haven't seen it yet. But with that said, we're going to be right back. I'm going to keep the next tracks here and make sure the next record doesn't skip. Because if I find that my Blue Moon Marquee album skips in the exact same way, I'm going to cry. Because I'm going to know it's either the table or somehow all of my records, which I rarely play, are supposedly skipping. But we'll be right back after I solve this mystery. Man, it's almost like Scooby-Doo in here.
Here's your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all your Winnipeg transit-related needs. If you're a new student and need to get a post-secondary PAGO card set up, we're the place to go. We'll get you set up quickly and help you save 20% versus a regular adult full fare pass. Lost your PAGO card? Don't sweat. We can get squared away on that as well. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of UMSU University Center or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got student-related Winnipeg Transit questions, we've got all the answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Since first introducing the world to the sound of Kiwa's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition that continues to bring generations of musicians together from Havana to sold-out stages around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and a stellar band of world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more, keeping the classic sound alive and in motion. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the historic Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Great tickets are on sale now, starting at $39.50 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live at the Burton Cummings Theater, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Thank you.
All right. I've been playing a little bit more guitar recently and doing a lot more instrumental stuff. And funnily enough, one of the tunes that I came up with a while ago was heavily inspired by that and Lenny. So I thought about, have an instrumental section of the show today. That there, of course, Riviera Paradise, Stevie Ray Vaughan from In Step from 1989. Next up here, as we're saying earlier on, Blues Creation. Now, we've played a couple tracks from a really, I guess you could say, cult classic album of theirs that blew up online a while ago, to where the album was selling for ridiculous amounts of money. And that was Demon and 11 Children by Blues Creation. And now this one is a self-titled album that I didn't know was around, as I only thought that Demon and 11 Children was the only album. Apparently not. Apparently I didn't go deep enough down the rabbit hole, or as the kids say nowadays, the iceberg. So this is Checking Up on My Baby from, 1969? Yeah, 1969. And we're going to play this one here and then head into Blue Moon Marquee and see what else we have time for. So if you like this one, keep your eyes out at any old record shops where you can find old vinyl. This one here is definitely one to keep your eyes on for, as it now has the Winnipeg connection, which I've talked about in the past, but to keep it short and sweet, used to go to a record store back in high school, and one of the gentlemen from this band used to work at that same record store and used to give me coffee every time I came in for lunch and bought a record. I miss those days. But this is 101.5 UMFM with Ripped Out Blues Show here with Checking Up on My Baby from 1969. Here we go.
Hey, we only got one time, man, so let's do it right.
Check it out!
scream, holler, and howl. Blue Moon Marquee, amazing record, honestly, really is, and it's a beautiful color. It's like this clear ruby red vinyl, and a very thick as well print of it, which honestly just gives it a lot of heft. Amazing record, though, nonetheless, if you haven't already added that, or even, you know, been a really cool person and bought a copy of the album, just saying, you know. It's cooler. then I would definitely suggest you check out Blue Moon Marquee. Really, really do. With that, we're coming near the end of the show. We're a couple minutes out here. And I'm going to double dip. I haven't double dipped in a little bit. So I'm going to do it today. We're going to have Steppin' Out from the same Blues Christian album there. Yes, instrumental, you know, had to go with the bit of a theme. But we're going to do here Steppin' Out. Again, 1969. Awesome, like, psychedelic blues music here. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, you know the drill. Same time, different place, different, but the same spot on your radio dial. I almost forgot there. I haven't said that in a while. Thank you all for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And hopefully, next time that we're here, unfortunately, Joel wasn't able to do the duo show that we wanted to do for very understandable reasons. So I hope that everything on his end is doing all right with passed through the grapevine. And so shout out to Joel. Hope you're doing all right and hope your family's all right. But we should be able to do that awesome duo show because, folks, I've got some cool tunes lined up. And Joel's done a great job of lining things out as well. If you haven't already, check out Sound Companion. It's the show before this. Go ahead and check it out. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and play this track here for a little bit. So thank you very much, and I'll see you all very, very soon.